Steelers are 3-0, first place in the AFC North. The Bengals losers last night, 0-3. Browns, Ravens, 1-2, and we're joined by Jason LaConfora, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the original podcast, In the Huddle. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Good morning to you, Jason. How are you today?
Hey. How's it going, guys?
Vibes are kind of high in Pittsburgh right now, Jason, which we're not used to. Even if things are going okay, generally, we say they're not going well around here. So I'll ask you a simple question. I think first, your own opinion then, based on people you've talked to and what you're hearing, are the Steelers, are they good?
Well, this equation works. I know that. Now, can they play this equation or close to it every week, specifically when it comes to, you know, not taking sacks, the no turnovers portion of the ball game? How replicable is that through a 17 game and, you know, dare I say it, maybe more when you come to the playoffs, sample size? And that is a bit of an unknown, and that's obviously been something that's held this quarterback back in the past. But there's, you know, there's reason to believe that this team knows who it is, has an identity, is willing to stick to it. And, you know, that defense, and they haven't even really run the ball yet, the way I think that they ultimately will be able to. So I think there's also, you know, the idea that, well, this is all they can be, and will this be enough? I think there's certainly inherently gains that they can make, but I think this plays. It plays for them. It's not going to have people up at night, you know, crying about style points. Now, again, yes, do you want to keep expanding your passing game? Do you want to be more efficient running the ball? Are there more things with Justin Fields you can tap into? But I think it's also about being smart and incremental about that, and understanding, you know, that in the meantime, there's still ways we can win ball games right now. So, yeah, I buy it. I mean, it works. It's kind of tried and true. You know, this week, Indianapolis, that I know that the Steelers have some offensive line, you know, injuries. I know that we're not sure about which running backs are going to be 100% or close to it or even available this early in the week. But, like, I think they can run the ball in Indianapolis. I think they can run the ball in Indianapolis with some, you know, with some vigor, with some determination. And I don't buy Indianapolis is a very physical, stout football team right now, on, you know, in the trenches on either side of the ball. So this is another one where I think they play smart football. They keep it simple, stupid. They win a low-scoring game, and they continue to stack these wins at a time where not a lot of people are doing it.
Jason, you just said that the Steelers want to play a certain way, and I think we all understand what that way is, and they've proven to us which way that they want to play through these first three games. But from your eyes and the three games that the Steelers have played with Justin Fields being the quarterback, do you think that they have found their franchise quarterback?
Well, I mean, what is a franchise? I guess
you think they found, do you think they found their quarterback for the future, for the next how many years?
I mean, I think it's entirely possible. I don't think anybody's going to, you know, make that declaration, nor do they have to. I think because of the nature of his contract and the way things are laid out, it may be something that you want to get to sooner rather than later in the off season, but nothing's going to happen in season, and they don't really operate that way, right? So, I think he's going to love playing for Mike Tomlin. I think he's going to love being a Pittsburgh Steeler. And I think they're going to be increasingly comfortable with both his potential and expectations, you know, and what a high upside could be, but also increasingly comfortable with what the here and now offers. So I think he will prove to be the best option they've had at quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger started to decline. Like, I think all that's very real. I think all that's very possible. But we're also, you know, three games in, so I don't know that you need to know now, and I really don't know that that's where the focus is right now, right? I think the focus right now is just finding a way with Justin Fields to beat the Indianapolis Colts. And then I got to be honest, I haven't looked at week five, but whoever that is, you know what I mean? It's about designing a game plan around him that gives you the best chance for that week to beat that opponent. But could they have bought really low and kind of stumbled into a guy who's going to be their starting quarterback beyond this year? I think there's certainly a real possibility in that, especially as you look at what the price is becoming for a lot of these other guys, that this might not be the worst way to go.
Jason Luckenfora joining us here in the Fan Morning Show. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. 0-3, a lot different than 1-2. Which team in the AFC North, because I'm kicking the Browns to the side, better chance of rebounding, the Bengals or the Ravens here, Jason?
Well, I mean, that had to be the Bengals rebound last night. I mean, it just did. And offensively, they did some good things, but they couldn't finish drives in the end zone. And a rookie quarterback was finishing drives in the end zone all over the place against them. And he was completing third and forevers and fourth and fives to get there. So, I mean, this is now three times. I mean, they faced what could be, you know, the worst team in the AFC, and they faced a team that a lot of people thought had the worst defense in the NFC and would be one of the worst teams in the NFC, and they faced them both at home, and they found ways to lose. And then they gave away a game to the best team in football in between. So, no, I think they're in a different category. Like, even now, this whole Carolina thing, I mean, you've got them loosey-goosey, and right, you got the Red Rifle facing his old team, and Carolina showing some heart and fight for the first time in years. I mean, I don't know, man. I just don't know. Ja'Marr Chase showed up last night, but again, they still couldn't finish drives. So, and defensively, Jaden Daniels is a special talent, but that can't happen. I mean, a rookie quarterback making his third start on Monday Night Football in your place can't do that to you. Can't eviscerate you like that. So, no, I think the Bengals are in a different category. The Ravens' schedule's tough here the next 2 weeks. Don't get that twisted. I mean, they've got the Bills. That's going to be a tough game, and then they get what's obviously going to be a desperate Bengals team. But an 0-3 hole is it's just different. And the Ravens found their groove running the football last week, and Derrick Henry looked like King Henry with them for the first time. So, I mean, their schedule was going to be tough. Like, I thought they'd start 3-5 and still make the playoffs, and that could be how it goes for the Ravens. I don't think the Bengals are going to have that luxury.
Jason, is Trevor Lawrence a bust?
I mean, he's not a quarterback who I would want starting for me, let alone starting for me, you know, at $55 million a year. The problem in this league is, especially at that position, and you could trace it all the way through the Carolina Panthers problems, when the owner is that involved or invested in a pick, when these guys who are generally cold-blooded businessmen, when their hearts and their egos and their optics and the PR, right, and them just, oh, I really, really want to be right. When that gets wrapped up in this and then they decide to double down on certain things, you know, and keep a guy around because I know we can make this work, and you get yourself in trouble. And now they're in big trouble because he wasn't special, or he was occasionally special. He'd have 3 to 5 week sort of periods throughout the course of his rookie contract where he looked special, but not nearly enough to just go along with this theory of, well, I got to pay my guy a couple bucks more than the last quarterback because that's how it goes. And that is how it goes, but does everybody need to play that game? You know, when you've, you know, possibly overdrafted a kid and now it's pay time. So I think they're in deep trouble. I don't, you know, he was a running quarterback. Like, no one really wanted to talk about it, but his legs had a lot to do, and the RPO game had a lot to do with that Clemson offense. And then you take a kid that high, and you pay him real money, and you don't want to play that way. But his completion percentage isn't special. He's a turnover machine. They can't run the ball at all in the traditional manner. You know, I think there's a way to maybe stabilize that offense a little bit more by kicking it old school and going back to his college stuff. But now that you're paying him $55 million, that's a bitter pill to swallow, right?
We should
go back to the rudimentary stuff that, you know, that Urban Meyer never did with him the first year because Urban Meyer could barely be bothered to show up for practice. Like, I don't know, guys, but that's a bad football team. That is not a franchise quarterback. Doug Peterson might already be on borrowed time, but like the quarterback's not going anywhere because of the owner just paid him. And I mean, it's that situation and the Tua situation are different because of the reasons for the futility or in Tua's case, the lack of availability. But like those franchises are in a real bind. I'd much rather be renting Baker Mayfield or renting Derek Carr or renting, you know, Geno Smith right now than to have just re-upped with Tua or Trevor Lawrence.
Man, strong stuff, Jason. We appreciate it every week, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday. Thanks for your time.
You got it, guys. Have a great week. Thanks.
Thank you. Too.
Jason Lockenfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle, Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. We know what's in mayonnaise. Someone texted in what's in shawarma sauce, Storm. Yogurt, lemon juice, and tahini. Oh, what the hell's tahini?
Tahiti? I think so. No.
Either way, I don't know what that is. Wish I hadn't
Tzatziki?
Asked. No. Maybe?
How's it spelled?
T-A-H-I-N-I-A-I. Say what you will about the Steelers and where they've been the last 7 years, kind of spinning their tires in the middle of the league. They realized it wasn't working with Kenny, and they moved on. Whereas you've got the Jags paying all that money.
Oh,
and man. Now you're stuck.